Hey, this is Scott, and you're listening to What Was That Like? New episodes with guests telling their amazing stories are every other Friday, but today we have the Tuesday question. In the podcast Facebook group, we have a new thought-provoking question every Tuesday, and it generates some really interesting and sometimes deep discussions. We'd love to have you join us. Just go to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook. But if you're not in that group, we bring it to you here in a short episode every Tuesday. We dig into the group archives and find one of the past Tuesday questions that we've discussed. Then Meredith and I answer that question, and we talk about some of the answers that came from other listeners. And if you love this one, wait till you see what we have for you next Tuesday. Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad and then on with today's episode.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Well, here we are. It's our first Tuesday question.
I'm so excited.
I'm kind of excited, but this is just different for me.
I know. It's a new format. You can't hide behind holding space and silence for people as they share things. You know, you have to put yourself out there, which is always scary, which your listeners are really, really good at putting themselves out there. I love it. I feel connected to them already.
You know what this reminds me of? Have you ever watched The Office?
Yes.
And did you ever listen to Office Ladies, the podcast?
No.
That was with the two, you know, the woman that played Pam, and Jenna Fisher, I think, and the woman that played Angela Kinsey, I think is her name. And they started, I mean, these are veteran actors in a super big hit TV show, and both very talented. But when they started their podcast, I remember their first episode, they were like, oh, I don't know this. I don't know if this is, who's going to listen to this? And now, of course, it's one of the top podcasts out there because they would cover each episode of The Office and talk about it. But that's kind of like what this feels like. You and I have been podcasting. We're very comfortable behind the mic, but this is just weird. I've never done anything with a co-host before. So I guess we'll see how it goes.
We'll see. If it gets really bad, we'll rename it the Scott and Meredith Awkward Show, and we'll just roll with it with our new brand identity of being uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the question. This is the first question we're going to cover here is one that got some interesting responses, actually. Actually, all of them do. But this question is, if you had one do-over, what past event would you spend it on?
It's actually not an event. It's a mindset, if that's allowed. I would like to go back in time and change a mindset that I had as an early adult. I was just like afraid of the world. And if I could go back in time, I would change my little 19-year-old self to just be more brave. I was actually pretty anxious and I didn't realize that I just had anxiety. But if I had been less afraid of the world, I would have left Nebraska sooner. I wouldn't have gotten married to the wrong person at age 20. I would have explored my marine ecology interests a little bit more, my anthropological interests a little bit more. And I think that my life would have taken a different trajectory. I still think I would have met my husband. We have a nauseatingly romantic story of meeting and all of that. So I think at that part,
I'm sure we'll probably hear that story at some point, right?
I bet I will share it. It is quite sweet. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite okay. Sweet. So yeah, it's really actually not a single choice, but a single mindset for me.
Okay. When I think of that, wanting to have a do-over, there's a couple of things. But the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that in 2010, Bitcoin was less than a penny. $100 would have bought 10,000 Bitcoins. And what that would be worth today is over $500 million.
Oh, my
gosh. For $100. And that's kind of sick to think about that. Anybody could have done that back then. But it was just like play money. I remember when it came out and it was like, oh, this is play money. I would spend it on stupid stuff. I had some Bitcoin. And it would just, you know, silly things. But, okay, here's my number two.
Okay.
My real biggest thing that I would like a do-over is we used to live up north. We lived in Maine. And in the fall, in November, the big thing that all the men do in Maine is go hunting. And, of course, this was my pre-vegan days, long before that. But a bunch of guys would get together. We'd go up, rent a cabin, and we'd spend all day out in the woods, you know, looking for deer or birds or whatever. And I would shoot a gun, and I never wore ear protection. And that is probably my biggest regret ever, because it wasn't immediate, but my hearing started to go south. But for the past 10 years, I've worn hearing aids. Because I've got pretty severe hearing loss just for that stupid thing that I don't know why I wasn't even thinking. So, and I'm wondering, I don't really keep touch with the guys that I went hunting with because they all still live in Maine, but I'll bet some of them do too. Because I don't remember anyone wearing any ear protection.
Do you ever wonder what the version of that is at this moment? Meaning, like, I wonder what thing, little thing that we're all doing in the 70s, it was cigarettes, right? And maybe someone who smoked a lot in the 70s would say, I wish I hadn't smoked. It's such a little thing. I could have stopped and saved my life and maybe changed all these health things, you know, similar to what you're saying, like, oh, that wasn't worth it. You know, it wasn't like a heroic act that you would have not changed for the world. It was just little things. So I wonder what now we're all doing that is going to be the health regret 20 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bet it has something to do with social media.
You think?
You know? I mean,
I think it has to do, I think it'll have to do with EMF.
Really?
I do.
You're the 5G tower put on the tinfoil hat kind of person?
For you listening out there, if you could just see Scott's face, the look of regret of inviting me at this moment is very profound.
Oh, boy. We're going to have a discussion.
No, I'm not like a crazy 5G causes COVID or anything like that. But I think there's some interesting evidence to suggest that we invest more time and money in looking into the health impacts of multiple EMF exposure sources. So, because nothing by itself is nefarious, but there is some evidence to show that the combination of everything could be having a negative effect. But there were some laws that were changed back in the early 90s, I think, that allow for large communications companies to bypass local citizens' rights, basically, to put in certain cell towers. And yeah, so, but I think there's some things that we can do now. I'm just not sure about it. I just wonder, is this going to be the thing that we're like, dang, if only we hadn't put our cell phones in our back pocket, like something easy to fix, like wearing ear protection while hunting.
Yeah, there probably is. I mean, there probably has been something like that every decade, but the problem is we don't know what it is at the time.
Yeah, especially in the area of quickly emerging technology, we don't know, but that's right. It's fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's too late now. You got me. I'm in the seat.
Yep.
You're stuck with me.
Let's look at a few of the questions that were sent in when I actually posted this. This was one of the first questions in the Facebook group, and people had a bunch of answers. You're looking at the same list I am. We picked out a few. You want to read that first one?
Yeah. This one was sent in by a woman. She says, okay, one do-over. The only do-over I have, and I'm already crying. I was a new Starbucks store manager. I was hosting my first hiring event. My grandpa came to my city from 10 hours drive from the north to a hospital for testing near me with my uncle. I didn't answer the call from my uncle's phone. It happened that they finished at the hospital early. I didn't leave the hiring event to see him. I chose Starbucks over seeing him. And he was one of my closest friends. We really liked each other. This was September, and by December, he was in bed with cancer. I never was able to see him that one more time. My dad did put the phone to his ear, and just before he died, he mouthed the words, "I love you." I miss him and our friendship daily. He knew how much I loved him. No regrets there at all. Just that one last hug. I don't have many regrets in life. I really try not to. But I'll forever be sad that I didn't go see him and hug him that one last time. I know, that one got me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I can almost kind of see the logic at the time, because if she's working on making a career at Starbucks and she doesn't want to, you know, you can see family anytime. This is a big hiring event. I've got to be here. But then looking back at it, it's like, that is the most inconsequential thing ever compared to seeing someone for the last time.
Yeah, it's tough. It's an excellent reminder to live in the moment with the people that are in your life. And very strangely today, my grandmother called me, and we got the dates wrong. I thought we were having lunch Thursday, but we were having lunch today. And when I read this, I thought, oh my gosh, what if something happens? You know, she's getting up there in years. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I mixed up the days and I can't leave because I have these appointments to come have lunch with you. I'm so grateful for this listener sharing that, because it's stories like these that remind you to be grateful and not take for granted. Because it's not that we need to be glued to one another in every moment of every waking hour. It's just that we need to appreciate those moments.
We need to appreciate the time while we have it, for sure. Mm-hmm. There was another one that this really kind of stuck out to me. This one says, my one do-over would be the night I wrecked while drinking and driving. I lost everything but my life that night. It was the biggest mistake of my life, and I'll pay in agony, misery, and pain for the rest of my life. I completely deserve it. Just wish I had the do-over. I'm 7 years in, and technically still in active recovery from it until I get a couple more surgeries. The wreck broke dozens of bones, collapsed my left lung, dislocated major joints. It gave me third and fourth degree burns on 50% of my body, so bad my legs and penis were amputated. I lost my house, truck, job, girl, and my mobility. Again, I know I deserve it. I just wish I could do that night over. The only good thing to come of it was that no one else was involved. I could have easily killed or maimed someone else that night. And what really sticks out to me is two different times he says, I completely deserve it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I agree with that.
That's interesting. I mean, that's what I felt too when I read that.
Yeah. He didn't intentionally do this. I mean, obviously he intentionally drank, and then he intentionally got in the truck and drove, and he could have killed somebody else. I have very low tolerance for people that do that. But I mean, he's really paid a big price. And I don't know. I don't know if he really deserves all of that.
I know. I wish that I could take his face in my hands and look him in the eyes and say, the shame is going to eat you.
Yeah.
What you did took so much from you, but if you keep living with the shame, it will eat you alive, and your life won't really be a life. I met a man that did kill someone in a DUI accident, and he has a similar chain that he carries around with him, and it, you know, it significantly impacted his life choices from that moment and some of his dignity. And I hope that this listener finds a way to forgive himself and find dignity in the moment that he's in, because no one deserves to punish themselves over and over again. You know what I mean? I think there can be redemption despite what happened.
And he's still alive. He really did get a second chance. His life's completely different now, but yeah, I've actually talked with that person. He might at some point be a guest on the podcast. So we'll maybe hear the details of that story.
I hope so, because I think that's a powerful story. So I hope he does decide to come on your show when he's ready. So
yeah.
I wanted to share one from a woman who said, I would love to go back 5 years and have another baby. After having a 1 pound micro preemie, I was too scared to do it again. And it's too late now. I don't know that I'll ever be all right with that decision.
That's another tough one.
I know. I feel like these two people, the guy sharing the DUI and this woman, are tortured by their own thoughts. As a child-free person who's very maternal, I struggled back and forth with, like, should I have kids? Should I not have kids? And eventually I had to, as they say, shit or get off the pot. So I had to make a decision. We decided to be child-free. It's not the same thing, but there is that tug of war within, like, oh, but what if? And I feel that coming through the screen of this woman's message that she left. And so I would say to her that being motherly is bringing life, and you are going to bring so much life to your kiddo that you have, but there's maybe other people in your life who need your maternal gifts. And if you had a second child, then you wouldn't have the energy to give that to them. You can be motherly by bringing creativity to a situation, by bringing kindness to the neighbor's kid, by so many different things. I think that maternal gift is such a gift. And I think it's part of our societal brainwashing to think that the only way to give that gift is through giving birth. You can give birth in lots of different ways and bring life in lots of different ways. So I hope that she doesn't squash her maternal gifts just because she has one less child than she maybe had hoped for.
Yeah. And there's lots of opportunities with the foster program, even adoption, if that's what you want to do. There's a lot of other opportunities there. All right, let's end on a happy one.
Okay.
This was, even though this was written by a woman, I'm going to read it. It says, I'm pretty damn lucky to say there's nothing I'd do over, because any little change might alter the entire trajectory of my life, and I might not end up with my husband and son. It's cheesy, I know, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were just saying before, right?
Yes, actually, this reminded me of a values exercise I did at a retreat once. And we put on tiny little square pieces of paper, different events and people. And then we had to one by one take these pieces of paper away from our place setting. And when you took them away, you removed the people, the experience, the lessons, the skills, and the memories that were completely associated with that. And it really, and the idea is that it shows you what you truly value. It's at that moment that I knew that it was okay to be child-free, in fact. But what I love about what this listener is saying is that she is recognizing that there is value in the things that we experience, even when they're negative and uninvited and unwelcome, that it teaches us things, and it's actually gives us things that probably we couldn't have received otherwise. That's pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great.
So who knows? Maybe if you needed to be deaf.
Maybe. I can't think of any upside to it. Especially when I'm in a restaurant trying to have a conversation and it's a noisy place. I don't hear. I don't get a word usually. But anyway.
Well, all right. That's a wrap. I think this was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Well, why don't we do it again sometime? Maybe next Tuesday.
Same time next week.
All right. See you then. If you want to check out the current Tuesday question that everyone's discussing, head over to whatwasthatlike.com/Facebook and join the conversation. And make sure you're subscribed to What Was That Like? Every other Friday, we talk to some regular person who's been through something extremely unusual. We've had guests come on and talk about animal attacks, mass shootings, plane crashes, and getting a deal on Shark Tank. More than 160 episodes to binge. Just search any podcast app for What Was That Like? Big thanks, as always, to my co-host and producer, Meredith, for putting this episode together. You know she has her own podcast, right? It's called Meredith for Real, The Curious Introvert. And I can tell you she's definitely curious because she and her guests a lot of times have conversations about things you don't normally hear talked about. I'm Scott Johnson. See you next time.